Wilkie, L-U-S-E-L-A-N-D, Rivers West District for Sports, Culture and Recreation announced their 2023 award winners through social media April 6. Wilkie's Chris Kent was among three coaches recognized for their work. Kent is well known for his work with the wrestling program, both in McClurg High School and a club team, having helped develop numerous successful athletes. He was nominated by Chris Brownrigg and Russell Fersch. Kent has always been quick to celebrate his wrestler's success but always defers from personal acknowledgement. Nominator Chris Brownrigg has been coaching for more than 8 years and Kent, who has been coaching for around 18 years as a mentor of his. Brownrigg lives in Meadow Lake and coaches the Northern Pikes Wrestling Club and he completed wrestling coaching credentials with Kent. Brownrigg said he was compelled to nominate Kent, because the numbers speak for themselves, and I felt this nomination was long overdue. The number of athletes that have become wrestling coaches themselves is because of his impact, which in my opinion, is second to none. I watched his program grow and excel over the years. McClurg is a very small school, but Chris has been able to create championships based on school size, but half the time, his athletes are scoring more than 4A and 5A schools. Brownrigg adds, based on his success, and the quality of the person he is and his coaching style, he gives kids confidence, purpose and belonging and is an incredible leader and an overall great guy. Fellow nominator, Russell Fersch, who has coached wrestling in Elrose for many years, said he mentored Kent when he was just starting out and now, he is in awe of him. Fersch said in the late 2000s he had girls place second in Canada which put their program in as a small town powerhouse, but he now feels Kent is the guy who is taking that torch. What motivated me to nominate him is because he is selfless to his athletes. He is a big burly dude, yet he'd shed a tear quicker than anyone else. You can't teach the coaching skills he excels at, which is his ability to connect with his athletes, and all of his past and present athletes have the utmost respect for him. Fersch maintains Kent is the wrestling program because of his leadership. Kent, who is always quick to defer accolades to his athletes, says he is extremely honored to receive the Rivers West Coaching Award. I would be remiss to not thank all of my wrestlers, past and present, who have had the patience in me, and trust, to allow me to coach them. Kent, as always, points thanks at those coaches, including Brownrigg and Fersch. He has learned there are way too many to mention throughout Saskatchewan. He also mentions his own coaches Earl Fennell, Dan Baker and Mr. Clark, from whom Kent says he borrowed wisdom, empathy and knowledge and uses it in his coaching today. Also, a big thank you to McClurg School and Greg Mamer for their amazing support and use of the facilities, adds Kent. Lucelin's Jean Halliday was among two overall volunteer awards named. Multiple stories written by the Unity Wilkie Press Herald and Saskatoday.ca have included the widespread involvement Halliday has in her community. Halliday was nominated by Kathy Wirtz. Halliday has also been compared to the prep cook, behind the scenes always making sure there is a recipe for success in all with which she is involved. Nominator, Kathy Wirtz, said, I mentioned all of the organizations she's involved in from the Lucelind Guiding Association, the Lucelind Arts Council, the secretary, treasurer of both our hall board and Lucelind and District Fire Board. She's also a large part of the Prairie Sunset Music Festival and the annual Christmas Cantata. Wirtz adds, Jean is also a part of our Lucelind Community Development Committee. She is one of the most community-minded people I know, so involved in a multitude of organizations and the ultimate, volunteer. I have the privilege to work with her on various boards and I can't think of a more deserving recipient. Recipients will be presented with their awards in person, at community celebrations, over the next few months. Celebrations of the award winners' outstanding achievements will be highlighted on the district's social media and website throughout the coming year. The release states, over the past year, our volunteers have gone above and beyond to grow sport, culture and recreation in our district. Thank you does not cover the immense gratitude we feel towards these individuals, organizations, and communities. Congratulations on your most deserved.